Hello and welcome to the Sticks and Stones Cricket Podcast. Don't expect too much news, fake or otherwise. Lots of views though, plenty of silly points and more slips than even Ian Botham would be demanding on commentary. And if you're wondering where the name came from...
Well, what names do you want me to search? Cricket and what?
Oh, we'll do that live.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
This is from copywritingcourse.com. And it's a podcast name generator, which I thought might work. So we're going to type in our topic, our name, and our city. Which the name sort of doesn't really work, does it? But I could put cricket, London, and then swordsman, perhaps.
Village, yeah.
So it gives us the swordsman experience, the London life experience, the cricket academy, horsing around with the swords. Let me take out the swordsman, see what it gives.
We're just five guys talking shit about cricket and attempting our first podcast, so join us for the ride as we stumble around, try and remember our lines, find the right length, and generally get into some good areas of cricketing chat.
Burrito.
No.
My favourite cricket, true cricket stories, the cricket show, the daily cricket, the London cricket, this cricket show. Oh, how about a breath of fresh cricket?
No, that's horrible.
That's terrible.
Pretty terrible.
So, we ruled out cricket for
all
of
them.
Cricket people?
All of them, yeah.
It's not...
Why can't we just call it, say, like Virat Shit or something and really piss off
a lot of
people? To appeal to our Indian listeners.
We can really go on Twitter, couldn't we?
Get some clickbait going on there, yeah.
Don't touch my cricket.
Well, took my TalkSport with baiting like that.
Oh, here we go. The root of all cricket. There's another option.
Still terrible.
No, sorry.
Terrible first feature, really. It's annoying that the first lot came up with the cricket pod, and they just nicked that. It must have been easier for them.
Yeah.
It gets harder and harder, doesn't it, to start podcasts?
There's not many podcasts out there as well, so it's, yeah. It's just a real niche that we're carving out here.
So, let's meet the team. Krabby, specialist net bowler. We've got Watty, he's our taken northerner. No ball bowler, you can sympathise with perhaps some of the... Indian spinners we saw this week. Johnny Hilliard, cricket historian, and our gambling expert / addict, and James Fitvince enthusiast chaser. He's adding diversity to the group, calling in from Wales. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Right. Hi,
mate.
Hello. You all right?
Hi.
How are we all doing? That was a good day, wasn't it? Good day of
yes.
Test cricket, that.
Unbelievable.
There's some excitement, I can tell. It's going to be a great episode. Krabby, have you got anything positive to say?
Well, YouTube, Sky Sports don't put a very good highlights package together on YouTube. It's only about 8 minutes long, so that's all I've been watching.
It's really quite hard for them to do when they don't have the rights, mate.
Yes, you've not quite caught up. You're still talking about the Sri Lanka Test, don't you?
Or Cartoon Network, do they have a good offering as well?
I did watch a lot of it over the weekend, though, so that's fine. I get the idea of what's going on. Somerset played very well. Sorry, England played very well. The two spinners, the two Bess and the Devonshire boy, Leach and Bess, did very well.
Remember
their
names? It's a true Somerset fan.
And Butler as well. People have got to forget, they can't forget that Butler is a true Somerset lad as well. He was born in Taunton.
There's a stat you brought me onto, Cubby, which is my favourite stat to have come out of the game, which is that Dom Bess has now increased his average number of full tosses per wicket. He bowls 33 on average, according to CricViz, which I didn't even know they recorded stats like that.
That might be more than you, Johnny.
That's a serious number, full tosses per wicket.
Is that actually true?
That's rubbish. That's rubbish. Because I've watched him play all his games and he hasn't bowled that many.
I heard it on the Talk Sport Cricket podcast, so it must be true.
Well, hang on. That's on average, maybe 33 per wicket taken this match, which he took about what? 7 or 8. So you're looking at
at least a couple of
It just seems very unlikely. I mean, is this a bit like
he did bowl forward and over? I mean,
is this a bit like with the Santos counting how many goals Pelé scored? Where they count practice games, training sessions, table football in the pub after the game.
And what do you think they're in the nets watching Don Best just chuck in a load of four crosses?
So. That's a ridiculous amount. It can't be that many. You're just
It'd be 150 full tosses this test match, which does seem a lot.
Yeah.
He bowled a few, but...
You make a bit of a point about in the nets, though, because it seemed like the Indian bowlers had perhaps been bowling a bit too much in the nets, bowling too many no balls, weren't they? There was something like 33 no balls?
Loads, aren't there?
And I'm not sure about this alarm that goes off every time a no ball is bowled. Yeah. That seems a bit IPL, really.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
No one in the ground.
Yeah.
You know, it just
no one in the ground. Who's it for?
What it shows, though, is just how many no balls are being bowled in general cricket, and it's in general play, and it's such an easy thing not to get wrong that I like the idea that a new technical enhancement or whatever you want to call it is going to, with a bit of luck, stamp out something which is a lot of people's pet hates, which is loads of no ball, especially spinners. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Spinners. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
We're suggesting like football, they've been arguing about VAR, and we've argued about the latest technology to be implemented, which is just the klaxon alarm bell. It's annoying the traditionalists, though. Right, let's get on to it. First test. What a win. I mean, this is truly... probably one of the greatest test victories ever for England, ever away from home. Where do you rate that?
I think it's got to rank up with some of those wins down under in 2010, 2011. Albeit, I think we discussed it, that Aussie side probably wasn't its strongest. But yeah, we don't win many in India. So this is a hell of a result.
Well, yeah, no one really wins many in India, do they? It seems to be
no.
It's a bit of a graveyard. But... a bit of a turn up for the books as well. I don't think anyone really saw it coming.
No.
Didn't we win a test series, Dan?
Correct.
Brilliant.
First one since 2013, I think.
Yeah, hang on. Chase has been having a look through the archives, our historian.
Statter in the corner.
Yeah. The analyst. Stephen Chase, so we do, there's a feature we could steal shamelessly off Soccer AM, Too Good, Too Bad. Just gives everyone...
Isn't this Match of the Day?
That is, isn't it? Is it Match of the Day 2?
Match of the Day 2,
yeah. Yes, not Soccer AM.
At least give credit to the person you're ripping off.
Yeah, it's true. God, yeah, libel and slander there. We're in all sorts of trouble already.
Is Soccer AM still going?
Someone's name.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Bullard and...
Yes. It's gone from being quite crap to really crap.
Krabby, out of the highlight packages you did manage to watch,
I've got a few things
couple of moments.
Well, I'm not going to put my favourite ones up there. I'm going to put my least favourite ones. Rory Burns in general is just irritating me. His haircut as well is so stupid, and he looks like an idiot with all that sun cream over his face and the long hair. I mean, I wouldn't mind so much if he was actually scoring runs, but when he's playing reverse sweeps and getting outs like that, it winds me up a treat. And I'd play anyone over him at the moment. I'd play James Vince over him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we'll get on to that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I did read he's only ever played 15 reverse sweeps in his life.
Oh, God. He's a moron sometimes.
Played 15 reverse sweeps. He thought, day one morning session when the pitch is as flat as a pancake was the time to do it. Anything else?
I'm a bit irritated with Nick Knight as well giving us that off spin masterclass, because I was looking at Nick Knight's career, and he only took one wicket in his whole career, and he was a right arm bowler, and that was at 271, and then he was telling us all about different seam positions and the slinginess of Ashwin, and they got the wrong footage of the ball, which he was supposed to show was skidding on and it's turned sideways. That really irritates me. And I didn't think the commentary was great with Channel 4 either.
It wasn't Channel 4. Because Channel 4 just used the host broadcast stuff. They couldn't even be bothered to hire. They just hired Alistair Cook and the guy who's the host.
That was shocking.
He's good. But then Alistair Cook is just... he's not the most talented pundit you'll ever see.
He was struggling to stay awake, wasn't he, in that big fat armchair at 4 a.m. wherever they kept him.
Did look bad. 5 days.
I liked how Simon Hughes came back though. They did a bit on the analyst.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
analyst piece, which was nice.
About time, Simon.
Yeah, but Gavaskar was. I enjoyed Gavaskar. He was all right, but Cook was terrible. Yeah,
just a bit dry, isn't he?
Can you imagine him inspiring Strauss, a team?
Until Strauss came and gave him a bit of banter on the last day.
That banter was horrific.
What did he say?
it was just real old man chat to each other, and none of it was particularly funny. And then they were overly laughing at their own jokes. Yeah,
I was saying something about like how Cook was just droning on and on. Just like the old days or something like this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. He did. And we're getting some terrible team talks, I imagine. He's had two, you've done your two bad. Have you got anything positive to say about England's greatest away test win ever?
It wasn't England's greatest ever away test win. We won the toss, which was incredibly important, and we batted well in the first innings, and we were never going to lose it from there.
Okay, so no.
No, we played well, but we need to get rid of Burns, and I'm not convinced of Lawrence. Dropped a catch. Did Lawrence drop a catch? Because he dropped a sitter in Sri Lanka.
I think
so. It probably happened in this match then.
Yeah, yeah. So no, we played well. That was it. I've got more bad stuff written down.
I did actually
stuff.
Have Lawrence down as dropping. I think he dropped Pant.
Yeah, he did. And he dropped an absolute sitter in Sri Lanka. So I'm very big on my fielding. I've got very good hands myself, as you all know. So that just irritates me.
Come and watch us at South Park this summer on Thursday evening to witness that. Jason, come on, you can add some sort of positivity.
Well, no one's talking about the best performance by an Englishman over the last 5 days, which is James Vince's fantastic 95 not 95 in the Big Bash and 98 not out in the semis.
He's been great for
good player.
Surely he's got to come back via India, so he might as well just get off and join the England team. I think big improvement on Dan Lawrence.
And a big up to Andrew Carr bowling that wide to prevent James Vince getting to his century. I've got a lot of time for that. That was proper shithousery. And he knew exactly what he was doing.
Maybe we could bring him in at the podcast naming convention or something like that.
Maybe get him on for a chat.
Yeah.
You've got nothing else to do now for the next 4 months until the cricket season starts.
It sounds like the remote thing does make it kind of easier to get the big names. So hopefully we'll get some real big names for the next one.
Hey, Curly on next week.
Seems a relaxed sort of guy.
So obviously, Chase, you're a big James Vince fan. Where did that start? Where did that come from? You're not a Hampshire boy, though, are you?
I am Hampshire through and through. But I doubled down on Vince when he first went England team. I was bigging him up to be massive, and then he kept on edging it to slip. So I've just doubled down again and again and again. And now I found myself backing him. So backing him now.
The approach of a true.
Completely committed.
Gambling addict.
Yeah, exactly.
Test match average of 24.9. That's
He averages 35 almost at number three. So maybe England could do with it.
I do wonder what would have happened if he hadn't got run out on that 90-odd on the first day at the Gabba when he was going well. If he hadn't been run out there, that could have changed everything for James Vince.
Bearing in mind how well he's doing in the Big Bash.
He plays well in Australia.
He's done exactly. And the T20 World Cup is obviously going to be in Australia, if I'm not mistaken. Or it was going to be, isn't it?
I think it's now in India, isn't it? I think they've sacked it off and doing it in India.
Oh, right. Okay, well, ignore what I was going to say. I was going to suggest you put it back in the England side for that, but maybe not.
No, he's dropped. No chance.
Yeah,
he could potentially still be at three in the Ashes. If we're dropping after on the back of this performance, we're dropping Lawrence.
We'll drop Lawrence, definitely, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's never going to happen.
Should be a selector.
Do you know what? I'm sort of with Crumbie a little bit. I mean, I don't think there's anyone better at the moment, and I include Crawley in that category for now, even though he did obviously have a spectacular innings in the summer. But he's, you know, Burns has got a pretty modest record. He's averaging, what, about 30, 31?
Australia in England.
I get a lot of those innings has been either in England or on the subcontinent, both very difficult places to play, especially at the top of the order. But you know, he's not setting the world on fire. I think he's the best of a not particularly great bunch at the moment. It's certainly, you would say, he's certainly the weakest, irrespective of what team, what sort of top six, seven England pick, he's our weakest player.
Do you think he's gone below Sibley, potentially?
He's miles below Sibley.
Sibley's way better.
Yeah, at least Sibley's actually scored some runs.
Look at Sibley's record. It's vastly superior. Yeah.
Can someone stat check that? I don't know if it's vastly.
No, superior. he is way better. Sibley falls short of 100 a few times, but his average is way better.
Yeah, so Sibley's averaging 37.
Yeah.
So it's five or six better than Burns. Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
What's his strike rate though, with Sibley?
Sibley striking at 35.
Not as bad as I thought. I don't think. I did predict him to have a great test series, so it's a good start.
I was going to come on to this. You made a couple of predictions there, Chaser.
Sorry, before we get to predictions, should we possibly give Joe Root a little bit of credit for...
Positive comment. Sorry, yeah. Watty, yes.
Joe Root did well, and he actually captained us reasonably well, despite everyone moaning about his declaration.
The captain really
They went on and on about the declaration on TV, didn't they, for about 3.5 hours.
Yeah, we won it with how many overs to spare. But also, maybe he actually knew what he was doing.
It did make sense, and they sort of talked about it. I was lucky enough to not be able to wake up in the middle of the night and not get back to sleep. So he was watching when Anderson took his couple of wickets, they were talking about it then, where it was a case of they didn't think it would reverse swing during the first sort of hour or so of play, and on top of that. They wanted the ball to be a certain age when it started to reverse swing. So that was where the logic was behind the declaration. They wanted to declare at a certain time. They weren't that bothered about the runs because they knew they had it, and they weren't that bothered about the time because, as you say, you know, an hour and then a full day on an hour or so on day four, and then a full day on day five was always going to be enough. You know, if that's not enough, then you know you just say fair play to India and. They've had an unbelievable effort. You know, sometimes that happens.
Sounds almost like a modicum of insight there, Hilliard, which was always nice. I'm just scrolling through our WhatsApp group because I'm pretty sure you were mouthing off about the lack of the declaration yesterday. I've got.
Well, no, no.
Get Joffre in there, fucking bowling. Don't understand the logic here.
I didn't understand the logic. But then
you're not a test cricketer.
The fantastically insightful Nick Knight.
And, yeah, big up Nick. Big up
in
Nick.
In fairness, I think it might have been Mark Butcher at that point, who is a brilliant pundit for the record.
Mark Butcher's been good. I'll have to say
I'm a big fan of him. It was Butcher and I can't remember Kartik or maybe might even Gavaskar, a couple of the Indian lads whose punditry I very much enjoyed to compliment. Someone else's comments. But that was their point this morning. And actually, I thought it made a huge amount of sense.
I like Ajit Agarkar's on there. He's quality. Look at how much he swung the ball when he was actually playing.
He was a great bits and pieces all rounder, he was.
Oh, yeah. He could swing the ball around corners. Unbelievable.
He got eight ducks in his first eight innings or something.
Not a great batsman. Not a great batsman, really. But, very good swing bowler.
Oh. I had an idea about when Crawley's fit again. I think that we should maybe look at putting Pope at three, a more technical player, and putting Crawley at six, because Crawley can just hit anything short or anything full. Crawley just smacks, and he against the swinging ball, he can go two ways really.
I don't know. I'm not sold on Pope myself.
Oh, I like Pope.
Everyone is so. Pro Ollie Pope, and he's nailed on to play for England for 10 years. He's not really scored any runs yet.
He's Ian Bell, isn't he?
100.
Well, he just looks like Ian Bell.
His domestic effort is ridiculous as well.
His record for Surrey means he's
yeah, but so is Graham Hicks.
But yeah, no. I'm not, you know, not so.
But you'll still pick him though.
At the moment, definitely, because we've only really got two batsmen.
Has anyone seen Ollie Pope's image on Crick Info? It is absolutely ridiculous.
No, that's going to be good radio.
Yeah. That is a crime.
Oh, not sure if that's word.
Good lid, actually.
Great lid. There's been some pretty terrible lids. So Rory Burns probably the worst.
I'm glad Joe Root had a haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, Fuchs, so you've got to go back to Wally Pope. I mean, you've got to remember that he's only about 9 and he's already played, what, 14, 15 games for England, scored a century, a few 50s, averaging in the high 30s.
It sounds like you could be describing Rory Burns.
Rory Burns in his early 30s. He's not going to get that much better. Ollie Pope is going to get a lot better, and he's already got an average about 25% higher.
Good cricket knowledge, chap.
But he bats at 6, and it's a lot easier down there.
Yeah,
but he's not. That's the answer. That's what I wanted to ask. So long term, he's long term.
114 games. That's what he scored. How many is Rory Burns?
Not ideal.
Rory Burns 100 opening against Cummins and Hazelwood and Stark, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think you're not comparing apples with apples, in fairness, but I get it. I'm not saying you should drop Burns. I'm just saying I'm not 100% convinced by him, but I don't see anyone better coming through. But if you look at it medium to long term, Pope, Roots, Crawley, and Stokes are probably all going to want to bat in the middle order. I don't see any of those medium to long term as a number 6 batsman. Who's going to play it? Who's going to not play? Or are you going to bump Crawley up to open or Root to open against?
Yeah. We need to find another opener.
I think they like Crawley as an opener potentially, don't they?
He doesn't look like one though, does he?
Mm.
Yeah, that's the thing. He mainly opens for Kent, but is he a long term opener for England?
Yeah. Right. We'll see.
Somerset have got good.
Let's get back to the first test. We just picked the whole Somerset team, were we, Cubby?
Well, no, Tom Lambie scored 100 in the Bob Willis final at Lords last year against Jamie Porter on a green top. And that was in the second innings. He looks bloody good. He averages over 50. He's only 20 years old.
Yeah, he looks like an incredible prospect.
Yeah, he does. Looks a really good prospect. And he bowls a bit of left arm medium trundle as well.
We won't worry about that.
But...
yeah. That's what we need to win a test series in India. Yeah. If we could just get a bit of more left arm medium trundle coming in.
Works well in Australia probably as well.
Yeah.
When Ben Stokes barely gets brilliant. A ball, you're not going to put on the left arm medium trundle.
Should we talk about India? Has anyone else got anything positive to say about England?
Washington Sundar has got an amazing name. And he did play very nice innings in the first innings. His 85 was very nice.
I enjoyed Pants as well.
Yeah, I love Pants. Pants amazing. Yeah,
fantastic. He's going to be a bloody brilliant player. And there's a little bit of...
Gilchrist,
isn't it?
He's got good chat as well. Great banter.
Oh, God, he's terrible, isn't it?
I think he's a poor man's Dick Weller.
Dick Weller's good. Dick Weller's good, yeah.
I prefer Dick Weller's chat as well. That was genuinely funny banter.
He was a rubbish player, though, Dick Weller. That's the problem.
Well, I think he just comes in more difficult situations. Pant is sort of saved by the fact that you've got the sort of world's best, like, top 5 coming in ahead of him, and he generally play on flat wickets.
Well, when Kohli had gone home in Australia, he still scored a few runs.
I was going to say, he's played half his test cricket either in Australia or in England.
Yeah, he's not played many. He's not played many at home, has he? But in England, he's not really scored. He scored 100 in a dead innings, and then I think
he about 21 when he played in England?
Oh, he might have been. So he's probably.
I'm looking forward to seeing how he does in the summer, because I think he's a quality player.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be very happy to be proved wrong this summer, but he's exciting to watch. It's what we want more of.
What do you make him India's man of the match?
Ashwin.
Yeah, Bumrah maybe. Bumrah's a good player.
Yeah. They were all kind of, it wasn't like anyone did terribly for India, was it? They just
bits and pieces.
Rahane maybe had a pretty poor game.
Yeah, Rahane didn't.
It was terrible.
Shocking.
A victim, another victim of one of Don Bess's full tosses. I was saying with this like Indian WhatsApp group of Indian guys I've got, they were literally saying that they're more scared when England bowl a full toss or a long hop that they're going to get out than when they bowl a good ball. It literally got to that point. I think when Pujara smashed a long hop into, was it Ollie Pope's back? That was just unbelievable. He has a knack, though, because it was in Sri Lanka as well. He's got a complete knack of getting wickets with
it deliveries.
Really terrible bowling.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we've all seen that in that sort of village cricket where the trundler comes on and somehow gets five wickets. And it's quite, I quite enjoy seeing it at Test match. A guy is obviously a bit crap, but is getting loads of wickets. It's good.
It's like when we play our tour in Menorca, there's that grenade bowler. He probably bowls about 15 miles an hour. I don't get wickets. No, I mainly drop catches off me. I think he took seven for nothing, something like that.
I remember once playing a game down in South London somewhere, and this old man, we were fielded first. We saw this bloke walking around the outfield with a walking stick, wearing full whites. Like, that's weird. Like, full whites, but he's got a walking stick, can't we? Sure enough, he comes in at number 11 to bat. Doesn't do a lot, as in true number 11 style. We go out to bat. This guy's opening the bowling. He must have been about 75. And he's coming in off about four paces, slowly and surely. Got six wickets. just put it on the dot every time. People tried to spank him. I remember the opposition saying, you know, he's our top wicket taker by a mile every year because everyone tries to absolutely cart him all over the place. And he just puts it on the spot every time.
Mm. On that subject of village cricket, should we do our village cricket moment? That's a wonderful segue. It's almost like we planned it.
The Sharma drop was pretty bad. The Sharma drop was terrible.
Yeah. A frontline spinner going at tens is pretty fucking village.
God, yeah. I mean, he was quite good. Did you hear his interview after the game, Jack Leach?
He was talking with
Mark Nickers. Yeah, he was saying how he was like, God, he felt like he was in his first IPL game after
he'd
smashed out of the park. Yeah, he said he was in quite a dark place that evening, like having figures of north.
Big credit to him. He came back.
He only went for 105 off 24 overs in that first innings, given he went for 100 off the first 12. So he did all right in the on the third day. So.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept saying when he was bowling though, the commentators kept saying, oh, Leach won't mind this, you know, when he's hitting for six. Like, he won't mind doing that. And it's like, he did it literally. He's got like 100 more runs off him. And they're like, yeah, okay, we'll take him off now.
It's a moral victory, though. It's a moral victory.
His wicket against to get Rohit Sharma out at the end of day four was an absolute beauty as well. Yeah, I mean, we didn't mention that in amongst the two good, two bad, but certainly a competitor.
And the Pujara wicket this morning, I think they were two huge moments. If you take those wickets out of the game, it could have been quite different when Don Bus comes on with his full tosses and goes 0 for 50 off seven overs on a Bunsen. I've talked a lot about Bess's full tosses. That's probably
for you. You don't like him, do you?
Well, I bowled so many full tosses. I feel like I should be there. I should be out there.
Yours are loopy. His is actually drifting a bit.
He bowls less half trackers as well. Yeah.
Fuchsie, would you? I take it you're not a fan of Bess. Would you play him in the next test?
To be fair, I would have picked Ali ahead of Bess for this test.
No way.
But
no.
I think there's a bit of nostalgia with Moeen Ali. The Talk Sport group, Darren Goff and Steve Harmison, are desperate to get Moeen Ali at three for the next test. They've been going on and on about him. I do think there's a bit of, we're going back to what was it, 4 years ago now when he actually was like one of the leading wicket takers in world cricket, and he's probably just not there, is he, with his kind of game at the moment, and you'd worry for his confidence if Kohli and Gill and Sharma got after him.
But if you don't back him now, then you're never going to back him again. Not that he should be in, but if he's not good enough. But
I think Don Best bowled well enough, despite the full toss. Like,
you can't. I don't think you can drop.
You can't drop him now. I'd go with the same. Would you go with the set? We'll probably come on to that in a minute. But I'd probably go with him still, to be honest.
Quite a serious wrist spinner out there though. Someone like Max Waller, or I don't know what other spinners we've got in there.
Is it Max Parkinson?
You got Verdi and Pray.
Does Matt Waller pay for Somerset?
Max Waller. Yeah, yeah.
Did he play for Somerset?
Max Waller.
He's only got one day contract. He's only got one day contract with us, but he's...
must be a good test cricketer for them.
Get him in there.
Stick him in, yeah.
Let's get Alex Hales in as well. Adil Rashid.
In a test match when he only had a one day contract, so you never know.
Has anyone seen his figures from the last time we were in Chennai? I don't think they make pretty reading when they scored
780. He went for 4 and over throughout the entire tour.
Yeah.
He went for an economy rate of 4 and over. I mean, that is appalling. For
Jack Leach would take that. They would
Jack, yeah, take Jack Leach.
He wouldn't have minded that, would he?
Yeah. Right, so we've done Village Moment. What else have we got? Predictions in hindsight. Chaser, you called Sibley. Congratulations. You called Sibley to bat 300 balls. I'll give you that. 280 or something? The first day.
He's going to have a great series.
Given he looked like, God, he looked terrible in Sri Lanka, to be fair. So step up and attack, step up the man, Dom Sibley. Maybe it's the pressure of Rory Burns and his questionable lid. But you also called Jofra Archer to take less than a wicket in the game, was it?
Under 1.5 wickets. Less than two. He only took three, to be fair. So it wasn't far off.
But they were the first two. So India were 50 for two.
I just don't get Archer. Like, he's been terrible for 12 months. Like, utterly terrible. And I can't believe we didn't play. How are we not playing Broad when he's averaging, I think last year he averaged about 15 with the ball. So I have no idea why Archer is starting ahead of Broad.
I think Broad's been our best bowler. I mean, I know Jimmy rightly gets a huge amount of accolades and so on and so forth, especially for his performance over the last 5 years. But Broad has been better than him for the last two or three years. 100%. Broad has been our best seamer for the last two or three years.
Yeah, but they're doing squad rotation, aren't they? Mm. That's what they're doing. It's not as though Archer's starting ahead of Broad. They just want Broad to play in the next test because Anderson's not going to play.
But they're not. Are they going to rotate Archer?
Well, they left him out of Sri Lanka to rotate him.
Mm.
Folks is playing in the next test as well.
Yeah, Butler's gone home.
Yeah.
If you're Joss Butler now, you must be like tempted to get on the phone to the missus and just go, oh God, I'm going to play one more. I'm going to play one more.
His missus is quite fit, to be fair. You'd jump home.
So he's got a new kid, hasn't he? So yeah. I even more reason to stay out on the other side.
Okay, sorry, I retract that. Stay out.
I bet.
We're not the Talk Sport podcast, so we won't go into the, you know, he should be out there, the rotation, all that stuff. But it must be kind of gutting to leave the team right now. It feels like you're on the cusp of something.
I just hope Ben Foulkes comes in, hits back-to-back centuries, and Butler never plays for England again.
What do you think he's got to do? Foulkes, he's probably got to hit at least 200s this tour, hasn't he, to have a chance of retaining the glove.
Butler's only scored 200s in his whole test career, though.
Yeah,
Butler's seen as a leader in that group, though, isn't he? It's going to take a lot for it to be left out.
Yeah, but so is Craig Overton.
No, he's not.
We'll have to cut that bit as well. Too much summer.
No, keep that in.
Joffa, yeah, I mean, I guess that the point that they're trying to do is to have a more varied attack, because Broad and Anderson are just too similar, isn't it? It's, if the ball doesn't move for Anderson, it's not going to move for Broad. Oh, and so they want Archer to come in and hit the pitch and, you know, hit a few people on the...
But there was a spell where Anderson was bowling quicker than Archer at one point. So you're kind of like, what's the point? What is the point of Archer?
But I think...
Archer looked pretty good early this morning when he was bowling at Ravi Ashwin, just bullying him. And that's something that Jimmy Anderson doesn't have in his locker. Mm. Or Ben Stokes.
He can hit people on the head, which is the scariest thing.
That's why when he did
hit him on the head. Yeah. Stokes can do that.
Hit him on the hand.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. Kohli was making Stokes look pretty medium pace when he was just slapping him to the boundary.
Mm. He was quite skiddy, though, Stokes, isn't he?
Stokes increasingly, he's a batsman who bowls. He's not an all-rounder, you know. And don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic luxury to have. But if you ever get to the point where Stokes is out of form with the bat and isn't good enough to play as an out-and-out batsman, no way do you pick him.
Mm. I'd agree with that.
He's nowhere near good enough to get in that side as a bowler alone.
And in England, he's a fourth seamer. He's not a third seamer when you need...
Or a third seamer in India.
I think he can be a third seamer in subcontinent conditions.
Yeah. Sure. But this is what I find strange. So in reality, you're picking, you know, 2.5 seamers per game. And you'd imagine Stokes, having taken off a couple of games in Sri Lanka, will probably play all four tests and bowl a bit as your third seamer. So you're only going to play two seamers per game, yet they've taken with them, what, five? Because they've got Anderson, Archer, Broad, Stone, who I'd really like to see a bit more of, but Chris Wokes, who's, you know, just is unbelievably good in English conditioning.
Waste of time.
Useless when he goes as soon as he gets his passport out. You know, it's weird to take that many players, knowing you're never going to play all of them.
Yeah, I mean, wheels would have to come off, wouldn't they, really, for Wokes to be playing this.
What's the point in bringing him out?
Mark Wood's average is terrible as well. He doesn't take many wickets.
Hang on. Chase, have you got a comment about Chris
Wokes? Wood's the opposite way round to Wokes. He's got an unbelievable record abroad.
It's not unbelievable. He just took wickets in the Caribbean.
No, but it's in the contrast. He doesn't get any wickets in England.
So what are we doing then? Picking for the next side? Any changes? Obviously, there's Fakes.
Is Crawley back?
I think Crawley's still out. He's out of first.
He's got one
two.
More game out. Yeah.
Crabby, any changes for you?
Well, Fokes is in, isn't he? So that's quite a positive change because he's really good against spin. I love watching him keep. And I'd play Broad for, if Anderson's not quite right, I'd play Broad and I'd probably pick him over Archer, like Chase has said anyway.
Well, it's not quite right. I think Anderson looks pretty fit to me. He didn't bowl that much, did he, really? Second innings, bowled 9 overs.
Yeah, they should be pretty fit still, shouldn't
24
they?
24 in the game.
Yeah.
You'd have thought.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be an interesting conversation behind closed doors there between Jimmy and Stuart.
You suspect it's already decided, don't you think? Yeah. They'll have gone out knowing I'll play the first, you play the second or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Johnny's right there.
And for you, Johnny, any changes?
I mean, it's difficult to make changes. I think everyone did pretty well. You know, the openers, I know Burns threw his wicket away, but he looked good before that.
Lawrence?
So you don't really change that. Lawrence, you know what? I'd give him another go. I thought he looked good in Sri Lanka. I think he deserves another go. Certainly, with no Crawley there, I'd stick with him. You know, obviously, Root and Stokes are undroppable. I thought Pope looked pretty good and was getting better and better as he went on. As you say, Fokes is obviously in for Butler. There's not really much choice there unless you want to have a part-timer. And then the bowling, it's hard to really change it. They all did pretty well at various times. You probably bring Broad in for someone for a rotation, but if you're not rotating actively, I wouldn't change a thing.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I'd like to see England revert to type a little bit more here and actually just play a team full of seamers, lose a toss, bowl first, watch India knock 650. Anderson gets injured within the first 15 overs, and England lose quite handsomely. It's a bit disconcerting.
120 all out, follow on.
Yeah, something like that. They make us follow on, and we lose within 2.5 days. That's what I'd like to see.
That's what you'd like to see. That's the sort of positivity that we have here on the
unnamed cricket pod. It's just a bit disconcerting. this losing, this winning by 220 runs is just, it's unknown territory.
We need to come back down to earth. So, I mean, they used to be very inconsistent, didn't they? There was a time when they used to either win by an innings or lose by an innings. So hopefully,
I thought they were quite consistent. Quite consistently,
yeah.
I think disappointing.
It was a few years ago. I think it was when under Joe Root, sort of like kind of crazy attacking brand of cricket, when they decided to try and play all their one-day batsmen in the same manner. It sort of either came off or it didn't. I think the toss is obviously critically important. What about, what are we expecting from India? Them to change much or just play better?
Have they got Jadeja coming back? Is that?
I don't think he'll be fit. Certainly not for the next game.
Not quite ready for the next one. The interesting thing with the Indian guys is our spin is probably our weak, you know, you'd argue it's one of our weakest parts of the side, our spin attack. But I don't think theirs is particularly strong either, bearing in mind how, you know, I mean, it's ironic that England's probably got a stronger spin attack and India have got by far the best seam bowler out of the bunch.
I think Ashwin's the best spinner.
Jimmy's the best fast bowler.
True, but Nadeem and Washington both look pretty av, let's be honest.
They probably have the worst of the conditions, but They didn't, you know. I don't think you'd be too worried about them, would you? From what we saw from
them. They'll bring Yadav in, won't they? They were saying, and potentially Pandya as well.
Well, they also had Akshar Patel injured. I think he's their next spinner off cab off the rank, I think. And slow left armer who would, because I think Cody's worried about Yadav being too much of a risk, but too many four balls as a wrist spinner. So they wanted to bring in the someone with more control. But I think Nadim looks, I think his test career might be done.
Just of all, there's no balls, it should be, yeah.
Hard to see him getting back in. But Cody's lost
four, are a good enough
Cody's lost four in a row.
He's got to go. Right. He's got to go.
Hashtag Coley out.
Mm. Coley out.
Get Rahane
Coley
captain out. The team.
There we go. We just put that out on Twitter. That can well, be
Rahane, line. Rahane, you know, he had a very poor test. And as the fellow Hampshire boys will remember, he had a stint at Hampshire a couple of years back and was absolutely woeful. I was very excited about
didn't score any runs, did he?
And he averaged about 15 over five games or so. I think he came in for Aidan Markham, the South African guy who'd scored a ton of runs, done really well. We looked like we might be in the running for a championship push, but then Rahane came in and was completely useless. And, you know, so bearing in mind, he's England, India are coming to England in the summer. You know, he's got lots to prove, isn't he?
Well, has he? But then, you know, he was the captain when and scored runs against for the famous win in Australia. Maybe maybe he's deliberately not scoring runs. He kind of wants Cody out. If India leads the series, it'll be...
Yeah, good luck with that. Let's see how that goes.
Big question marks.
Because if he has a really bad series and doesn't score any runs, then he'll still be in the team and Coley will be dropped as captain. That's what will happen.
Yeah, I mean, because they just don't have very many good mid-order batsmen, do they, India? It's a real weak spot. What do we think of Coley?
Good player.
Brilliant.
Thanks for that, Watty.
he seems like Roots. A good lad to me.
I see, I'm the opposite. I think he comes across as a complete tosser on the field.
I think on the field, in his interviews, he always seems to say the right things and seems quite humble, but it feels like maybe he's trying to do that through gritted teeth.
When Root had cramp, he stretched him out as well, didn't he?
He tackled him to the ground and then grabbed him by the leg, yeah. but no, he's great. He loves test cricket as well. We've got if an Indian captain starts... saying that T20 is the way forward and all this, then we're in trouble. So as long as Coley's saying all good things about Test cricket, then all for him.
Yeah, fair. Right,
yeah,
last
good point.
Last feature. Chaser made some... want predictions, but we don't want just result. We can do the result as well, but I want some betting tips. Chaser, do you want to start us off? So you, before this game, you called Jofra under 1.5 wickets and Sibley to face 300 balls. So that's a decent 50% record there.
Come on, I think a Sibley century. I can see it right now. You know, maybe even 400 balls this time, but he might just get there.
Sibley 400 baller. God, really test the patience of some Channel 4 watches.
Thank God it's on at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. but other than that, I can't really see anything other than an India win, to be honest. They're not going to be this bad, and we can't keep on relying on Root to score double centuries to get us out of trouble. Mm. So, I'm not that confident, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, it kind of everything went right, didn't it, Watty?
Yeah.
That probably brings me on to my prediction, which is I think the team that win the toss are going to win the game. Oh, and I think Joe Root is going to score 100. It's just good. I'm just put it out there.
You've really put the...
Yeah.
Put the cat amongst the pigeons there, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. We're willing to put money on that.
Johnny?
I'm going to back the maligned Ollie Pope to get a ton.
Ooh. Interesting.
I think
he did not look good
in the match. Sorry.
If he's like Ian Bell, he's going to be... I think Ashwin's got him on taste.
Yeah. If Ian Bell starts a bit lazy, let's judge him on his own. On his own merits, you know. I think he's going to be a bloody good player in his own right.
Fair play. Right, Crabby?
I can see Jofra scoring a few runs in the next game.
Yeah, he's about to go good.
he looks all right now. He looks all right in the second innings in particular, I thought. no, as long as he can't face pace bowling. He can actually twat a spinner if it's not spinning, but... As Hilliard said in the week, you'd bat him at 12 if you could. He's that bad. And it makes a mockery of the IPL as well, because you can see him hitting the ball around in the IPL.
I think he's just got to take more of a Stuart Broad approach, hasn't he? He's just got to come in and swing. And like,
that's what he's been doing. He's not exactly playing forward defence.
He can't defend.
Leaving the ball, is he?
Well, I don't know. He didn't even play a shot in the first innings, did he? He sort of just did like the...
I think with Joffre, as long as he's holding it at the right end, you're happy. I mean, you can't ask much more than that.
I can't believe on cricket captain 2019, he was down as an all-rounder. It was shocking. I used to bat him at six.
The Indian coverage had Don Best down as an all-rounder. And I know he's a very useful, you know, bowler who can bat a bit, but come on. That guy's not an all-rounder.
No, he's not an all-rounder. No, he scratches around for a bit and scores 20, doesn't he? Yeah, he's like Robert Croft.
Robert Croft was a very fine player.
Well, Robert Croft used to open. He used to open for Glamorgan, yeah.
I think I'd have Joe Root bowling more than him. I'm backing Root to get a few wickets in the next game. I'll get 5+ wickets in the game.
He doesn't bowl himself enough.
But I think Best will get hit out of the attack. I can't see Kohli and that lot giving him the respect they did this time. I think they're going to target him next game.
I think you're right. I think Watty's right as well. The toss is very important. And I think if India do win the toss and bat first, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we could be on the end of a real
fight. It could be a big beast.
What was your prediction? So it's for Archer to score some runs, is it?
Archer to score, 100 plus runs in the game.
100 plus in the game.
he might not even be in the team.
I'm not sure if you're listening to this.
What's Archer's personal best?
What, in test matches?
Yeah.
He scored 30. His highest score is 30.
Yeah.
Scored 30 against New Zealand in New Zealand.
What did he?
In the second innings.
That'll be a flat pitch. Hamilton.
Good player.
He averages eight with the bat. So, yeah. Good prediction.
Striking at 50 there, sir.
Yeah. Right. Well, any final comments before? Should we do this again after the next test? We'll do the wash up.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll record one tomorrow night. If there's demand, let's see. You can follow us on Twitter at Sticks and Stokes Cricket. Drop us a message. We'd love to hear from you, or tune in again next week for the second test. Bye for now.